This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field!
I've been hearing that a lot.
The drive in the two!
He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right!
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here. Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman, Brad Underwood,
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Yeah.
Let's go for a little ride.
Positive for COVID-19. He was an official for the Colonial Athletic Association Conference Tournament, so the CAA. He officiated the day's first two games and is now tested positive.
Really?
So, I mean, this is part of the reason why the conference tournaments were canceled, right?
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. All right, it's The Drive with Tay and Piper. I was trying to do something fancy here, but I can't get to it because there's an ad.
There's two songs on our hotkey called... Close and Silence.
How about this?
That's great. It starts with an earthquake.
Cancellation of the NCAA tournament. What are we going to do? Big Ten gone. XFL gone. PGA, yes. NASCAR, yes. MLB still. NBA gone. Hockey gone. Hockey gone. Oh, no. What the heck are we going to watch? I don't know, but guess what? Yeah!
It's COVID-19 as we know it.
Get to it, R.E.M.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the
sports
world as we know it.
No, I tell you what. All right.
Hey, don't forget movies. Every movie's being pushed back like 7 months.
Really?
From release, yeah. James Bond moved to Thanksgiving. A Quiet Place Part 2 moved to November.
Can I go to a movie right now?
No, they're saying don't. Well, I mean, okay. At your own risk, if you are not in one of the demographics that it could be mortally affected by this, you can go to a movie. Okay. But I don't know why you'd want to.
Well, guess what, Redbox? You're about ready to make a big...
Well, I tweeted earlier today that if you're Netflix or Disney Plus and you're holding out any content on us, just drop it on us. Double the price, triple the price.
Hey, man.
It's not going to matter.
No.
If the entire world is at home and you're a captive audience, you need to financially capitalize on that if you're a streaming service.
Well, I don't know. I'm just so confused by all of it. Let's refresh what's happened today. Yesterday, we found out that the NBA was done.
So the timeline was... You're watching, or you're probably not, but some people are watching Jazz Thunder in Oklahoma City. The game is literally about to tip off. They're playing Zombie Nation, like it's about to start. And the refs get together, and some guy runs out. He looks like one of the medical staff guys, runs out and tells them to basically stop and, you know, sort of huddles up with them.
Wow.
And then they make it a decision, and then both teams are headed back to the locker rooms, and then shortly thereafter, the Oklahoma City PA guy makes an announcement that tonight's game has been canceled. You're all safe, he says.
That's okay.
Not what you want to hear, probably, in terms of a sort of a disconcerting message. Don't worry, you're all safe, but get out of here. But you're all safe. I don't know how he could guarantee their safety either.
If Rudy Gobert.
Now, he wasn't even actually at the game.
Oh, okay.
But his test came back positive right before tip-off, so then both teams were quarantined in their locker rooms. Donovan Mitchell now has it, but essentially the chronological timeline here is that Rudy Gobert tests positive. That's obviously, not that it matters, it's a big player. It's an NBA player that tests positive for it.
Literally big.
Yep. And then about 5 minutes later, the tweets come out, the NBA has suspended its season. And then, of course, from there, the NBA is arguably right behind the NFL in terms of the biggest leagues in the world, sports-wise.
Right.
So if you set that kind of precedent, where do you go from there? It was a wild night of Twitter refreshing, watching Fred Hoiberg look like he was ill on the Nebraska bench. Now, it turned out he just had the flu.
Right.
It was not COVID-19. Okay. But my God, watching that was
eerie. Of all days to have the flu and coach.
I mean, it was just eerie to see him sitting there while his assistants were, you know, mopping up their hands with hand sanitizer. It's like, why are you even on the bench right now, Fred?
Go back to the locker room, dude.
And then just so many, you know, it just was a snowball from there of things being canceled, things being postponed. Then this morning you wake up and most every conference tournament has been canceled, SEC, ACC, Big Ten, all around the same time. And then about 3:20 this afternoon, the NCAA tournament canceled.
So let's go through the sports, college and major sports, and tell you what we've got going. Golf?
Well, nothing.
Golf is still on.
Well, not college because it's a spring
fans.
Sport.
Well, no, not college, yeah. Basically, anything in college is done.
Yep.
Anything in college is done. Not tonight. PGA right now, still going. NASCAR right now, I believe, unless something's changed in the last 5 minutes, still going. NBA, done. Now, somebody just reported on Twitter, according to a source at Yahoo Sports, the NBA is essentially holding off for 30 days and then may change their plans. So that might happen.
Well, the term is suspended. They haven't said
suspended.
Canceled.
Okay.
NCAA said canceled.
Canceled. Major League Baseball has pushed the season back. Well, they canceled all spring training games going forward. They've pushed the season back 2 weeks. So Major League Baseball now will start 2 weeks later. If it doesn't change until then, 2 weeks, you got to wait another 2 weeks for opening day in Major League Baseball. The NFL has not been affected yet. And hockey is done. So that is kind of an update on all your sport. I mean, I know there's more sports. XFL's done.
Mm-hmm. Governor Pritzker did announce 7 minutes ago that any event in the state of Illinois with 1,000 or more people is mandated to be canceled immediately.
Okay.
For the foreseeable future. So that goes for anything.
Anything.
Now, obviously, just because he says that there still has to be logistics in terms of the local government taking care of it.
Right.
But if you're going to an event that has more than 1,000 people, that event is off.
You're done. We talked to Julie Pride yesterday, Champaign-Urbana Public Health District Director, and we asked her, why is this happening? She had a great answer.
Okay. This is very hard, I think, for people who don't, you know about pandemics and things to understand, but let me tell you why they're doing it. So first of all, you know the death rate of the virus, and it's not the worst virus we've ever seen. But so what we're doing with these measures, which are called non-pharmaceutical interventions, and that's your isolation, your quarantine, your contact tracing, and then closures or limitations like this. The reason why this is happening all over the place like you're seeing is because we are trying to limit the spread of this illness as much as possible to do something called flatten the epidemiologic curve. So we're trying to flatten the epi curve, which means why you do that, you're trying to stretch out your cases so that they don't all bunch up at once and you have like a epidemic right in the middle of a community.
Okay.
Because your healthcare systems will become overwhelmed. So this is really about, so this is a pandemic, meaning that it's worldwide spread. So if we were just having a localized epidemic, even if it was just in the United States, other countries could come to help us, other supplies could come in from places. But in this case, the entire world is in this at the same time. Now, while spread is not happening everywhere equally, it's coming. And okay. So these extreme measures that are unprecedented, I have never seen this, I've never read about it, but we've never, you know, this is a different world that we have as well, since like, let's say the 1918 pandemic. But if we just allow this to burn through the community, not only are there going to be the deaths from the case fatality rate or the mortality rate, at whatever percentage that is, let's say 2%, not only are we going to have those, but when your healthcare systems are overrun and you saw what was happening in China, then you're going to see people dying of asthma attacks and heart attacks and car accidents and shootings and strokes and things that you normally can go to the hospital and get help with when you need it. So it's really all about not overwhelming healthcare systems.
Okay.
Because there's no one coming to the rescue in a pandemic. Everyone's in the same boat. So it's a completely different. It's a completely different thing than we've ever been used to. Even though H1N1 was a pandemic,
yep.
It was. We knew that a flu shot was coming. We knew that in a few months or 6 months or whatever, we would have a flu shot. There is no coronavirus vaccine, and there is no coronavirus treatment for this. So we know that it's going to be at least a year for a vaccination. So we're trying to limit the spread as much as possible, even through drastic means, to get us to that vaccine.
I thought that was an excellent answer to that question. We also asked, why can't the tournament, the NCAA tournament or the Big Ten tournament, why can't it just be played if there's no fans?
If you get in there and you get transmission going and you get infected people, then they're going to go back to wherever they come from.
Yep.
They're going to be infecting vendors and everyone down in St. Louis. So St. Louis will be overwhelmed, but so will everyone else where these are going back. And the problem with this infection, which is we're not seeing in a lot of other types of illness, is there is something called asymptomatic transmission, meaning you can spread this without knowing it. And especially like young, healthy people like college students and even kids, they will get such a mild illness, they might even know that they have it. So they are even more likely to be something called a super spreader, meaning that they can go out there and infect a lot more people because they're not, if you're sick enough to be home in bed, you're not out spreading it around.
We also asked Julie about the players and the coaches. So I know it's a moot point now, but if they would have been susceptible.
So the students, they're not necessarily at risk for themselves necessarily, because obviously they're, you know, young, healthy people, and that's not really who this is hurting so much right now. But I don't know about the coaches. I mean, anyone over 60, the CDC has already said start limiting your travel and wow. Stay out of crowds, because it is the, if you have underlying health conditions or you're older, it's just very hard on you. And some of these cases are lasting in the hospital in the ICU for 30 days or more.
Wow.
Which is, you know, really overwhelming health systems.
Sure.
So it's a serious disease for some people, but it's completely asymptomatic to the others. So that's another reason that makes it so crazy. But I don't know what's better to do it now or wait and do it later. But you can't really wait a couple months, because pandemics tend to go a year up to 2 years. So I don't think that the American public has gotten clued into this yet,
yeah.
But this is going to go on for a long time until we get herd immunity, either through vaccination or infection.
Julie Pride, Champaign-Urbana Public Health District Director, joined us yesterday. Thank you to Julie for that. We wanted to replay that again. Joe O'Neill, a buddy of mine, just sent a text that the IHSA state basketball tournament is still on. And Joe, thank you, because we've basically said everything is done. But I forgot about this. So the IHSA has not canceled the basketball tournament, but and I'm not going to read through the fine print, but I thought I saw something today that they're allowing each team to have 60 fans. So I would assume families get precedent.
Yeah, so, you'd assume that very few of those 60 would be used on anything other than...
And quite honestly, I know it stinks for grandpa and grandma, but you're probably staying home.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're elderly, too, so I don't know why you bring them out anyways.
That's what I mean. So,
Governor Pritzker just said he spoke to all owners of Chicago major sports teams and asked them to not have any home games until May 1st at the earliest. He said all owners agreed.
Okay.
So if the Cubs or White Sox are going to have a baseball game before May 1st, it's not going to be in the state of Illinois.
Not tonight!
And the NBA has informed all 30 teams on policies effective immediately and through March 16th. Including that all players must remain in the market of the team.
Okay.
In other words, don't travel.
Right.
Players remain home as long as possible. No group workouts or practices. And team physicians speak to each player once a day.
Okay. A lot of you are upset by this. And I get it. And I said in the first hour, and I hope you'd go back and listen to what Trevor and I had to say to start the show. But I get it. I think there's a sector of people that are really mad about this and think this is completely overblown. And I think there's a sector of people that are saying, are you kidding me? You're upset because of basketball tournaments being canceled when people are dying from this and it could kill a lot of people. And then I think there's the majority of us that are kind of in that middle where we kind of understand both sides of it. That doesn't mean we can't be disappointed. And I don't think you should apologize for however you feel about this. You said that. I don't think you should apologize for being ticked off at the world that Illinois is not going to be playing an NCAA tournament game. I don't think that should, you should have every right to be mad about that.
I'm not a big fan of the, I call it the Suffer Olympics.
Right.
Where I say, Lon, you don't have any right to complain about A.
Amen.
Because I've been through B.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. But I also don't want the type of person that says, they should play this and everybody else is wrong. And on the flip side, I also don't want the person that says you're ridiculous that you're playing this. We can meet in the middle on this. Boy, do we not meet in the middle on things. So we can meet in the middle, but I've got a couple. Dan says, Lon, I'm your age. Sorry, Dan. He doesn't say that. I've never seen anything like this. Media is creating this fear and panic. I don't know that it's quite the media. I mean, the media isn't the NCAA tournament. The media isn't the NBA. I mean, Dan, I understand where you're going here. I get this. But the NBA is not saying, well, CNN or Fox News says that this is the problem. They're talking to the official.
Right. What do you define as the media, I guess, would be my question.
But the Adam Silver is talking to the health officials.
Correct.
Kevin Warren is talking to health officials. The NCAA tournament. Mark Emmert is talking to health officials. He's not seeing it on Fox News or CNN and saying, we better cancel
this. Well, an NBA player has tested positive for this.
Right.
Two NBA players have tested positive for this. I don't think it is an overreaction for the NBA to put things on hold.
Right. Correct.
Now, I understand.
I'm not yelling at you, Danny.
No, I understand if you're frustrated by the snowball effect of it, where now it seems like anything that is in public is gone, right? To where if you're in, I'm just throwing something out, in the state of Alabama where there's been no cases, and you want to go to, I don't know, your daughter's ballet performance.
Yeah.
And it's canceled. I understand why you would be frustrated by that because
no doubt
you personally are not anywhere near the radius of what's happening.
No doubt.
But I also don't think that it's like a journalism or media problem that this is happening.
Okay, that's fair. And again, I'm reading stuff, what you sent out. I'm not going to read the next part of what Dan said, but he did say, don't you have to keep living life. You can call me Sal. In 2009, 60 million Americans infected with swine flu, 300,000 hospitalized. What was canceled? I'm not going to react. I don't know. I mean, listen, maybe there weren't any deaths from it, so they decided it wasn't horrible. Dog meat Bob from Loda. I think Illinois should declare themselves the 2020 national champ and hang a banner. Hell, it worked for UCF.
Hey, they did win their last game on the final night of the basketball season in one of the final D1 games played.
Somebody asked, when is the last time Illinois basketball won its final game of the season? Now, that could happen, though, if you don't make the NCAA tournament or the NIT.
Sure.
And that would be before the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah, I don't know.
It would have to be before the Big Ten tournament was introduced.
In a really bad season happened to win your last regular season game.
Craig texted in the old John Candy from the Vacation movie where he's like, sorry, folks, park's closed. It just says, sorry, folks, world's closed. we got a lot of these coming in, and I appreciate it. I don't know. Brian and Matt, too. Maybe there'll be a real-life Hunger Games.
I mean, I must say, have you seen Infinity War and Endgame?
No.
Avengers? I thought you went with Andrew to see that.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Does this not feel kind of like the snap in a way?
What is the snap?
Well, that's where half the world disappeared.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of everyone staying indoors.
I saw you tweet that.
Sporting events.
Uh-huh.
I feel like this is as close to it as we're going to get to something like that happening.
You know what this feels like to me? The Walking Dead.
Well, I hope not. I hope we're not headed.
Because when The Walking Dead came around, it's like, you know, it's a show that I watch, but I'm like, how did everybody get infected? Like, what? He just woke up and everybody's infected. Yeah. How did that happen? Maybe, you know, it's like, I'm really concerned about, Kurt says, I'm really concerned about Major League Baseball being pushed back 2 weeks. It's going to be really cold in Wrigley when they're in the World Series.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, if it is pushed back and continued, you'd have right now, as it stands, a Thanksgiving World Series.
Okay. Kevin Warren, Big Ten commissioner, spoke today. We've got about 13 minutes of that we're going to play when we return. But before we do that, I'm going to bring everybody back to levity a little bit. And I'm really mad at this. So because of this, I've got to do one thing. And then I'm going to do another, and I think you'll understand, but Adam ruined my day and said, Kenny Chesney concert's canceled as well. Play some Kenny for me, Lon. I'm going to play a little Kenny, and then I'm going to allow everybody to just have a cold one and relax. Oh. Over a beer now. Seriously, what are we going to watch over a beer now? That just came to me.
Love is Blind, the new Netflix show.
You think you see a bunch of guys at a bar huddled up having a cold beer watching Love is Blind? Hey guys, another episode of The Walking Dead tonight.
Well, I hope ESPN at the takes the bull by the horns here and puts some classic games on or something.
Cornhole, baby. This is bad. Gotta have a little fun. Back with Kevin Warren, Big Ten Commissioner. He's not actually going to join us live, but he spoke today. We'll hear that next. It's a drive. Kenny Chesney conference or cancel? What?
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
New Year's Day is over, but our next biggest sale of the year starts now. It's our 25-year anniversary in Champaign-Urbana. We are saying thank you with huge savings throughout the store during the entire month of March.
I'm Paul Reakin, Senior Vice President and Sales Division Manager for Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Thank you, Champaign-Urbana, for making Dick Van Dyke number one for appliance sales and service. Over the past quarter century, your support of our local business has helped Dick Van Dyke support local charities like See You at Home and Habitat for Humanity. Local athletics like your hometown Fighting Illini. We are honored to win the People's Choice Award 2 years running for best in appliance sales and service.
Thanks, Paul. Let's make it another 25 years. Start off your spring saving money at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World's 25-year anniversary sale. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, get the whole store.
Bad hair day? Bad day at the office? Bad day behind the wheel? Hey, stuff happens, even to the best of us. At least your car insurance rate doesn't have to take a hit. Get Erie Rate Lock from Erie Insurance. Gives you a great rate that stays put until you change a car, driver, or your address. Plus, seriously good service. Now that's something to smile about.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Ellers Insurance. Get a quote at 217-356-2400.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
Wait, Lon, it's not drive time yet.
I can't wait any longer, Derek. These deals are too good to be true.
What kind of deals?
Well, the best prices on new Hondas, used Hondas, pre-owned trucks, BMWs, and so much more.
Wow, big time.
Can you and Trevor handle the show today? I've got to get down to Honda BMW at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Sure. But can't you search for vehicles on their website?
Oh, that's right. What's the address again?
They're online at drivechampagne.com.
Alani fans, we know great things only come from hard work and passion. Like Jet's Detroit-style pizza. Made in deep steel pans for the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest to the edge crust. It's pizza perfection. And it's back for a limited time. Get a large Mediterranean pizza with premium mozzarella, feta, fresh spinach, and tomato. All for just $13.99. Promo code FETA. Jets. Better because it has to be.
Stevie J Travel presents Arkansas. It's art, architecture, and gardens. Visit Little Rock in Bentonville. Highlights include the Clinton Presidential Center, a tour of P. Allen Smith Garden and Home, and visit the Walmart Museum and Walton's 5 and 10. Join us April 14th through the 19th for this fantastic six-day getaway. To book your escape to Arkansas, go to StevieJTravel.com. That's StevieJAYTravel.com. Where do you want to go?
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. Your heating and cooling system works hard for you all year long to keep you and your family comfortable. That's why it's important to have it maintained and serviced regularly. Our techs are ready to help you with all your indoor air quality, humidity, and filtration needs. Visit LandsInc.com today for specials on a brand new train system for your home and to see for yourself why it's hard to stop a train. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
John 3:16 states, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." If your life has no direction or purpose, if you serve no one but yourself, and if you want to change the direction and outcome of your life, visit a local church this Sunday. Most churches have free Bibles. Ask for one. Start reading and learning about Jesus, his life, and how he wants you to live your life. Make an eternal decision today to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors.
It's the Jeremy Warner Show. Weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
We have a winner.
What?
We have a winner. I wish we had something that I could give. I've got an Illinois baseball and softball schedule. Too soon?
A winner for what?
Text of the day.
Oh.
I don't even know who it is. It's just from a 217, and it says, you know the one good thing about all of this? Dexter Fowler's preseason batting average won't go any lower. That was well done.
Hey,
Dexter Fowler knowing that he doesn't have to bat again and continue to hit below 100.
Everything is awesome.
Ah! Hey, guys, I'm still a good outfielder. I promise I'm still a good outfielder. I mean, I only struck out 38 times in spring training, but I'm working on the swing.
Okay, but honestly, as much as it sucks to not know what would happen with Illinois in the tournament, I think it sucks because you're assuming they would have like gone to the Elite Eight.
I want to ask you about that tomorrow.
What if they lost the first Big Ten tournament game and then got upset in the first round?
Well, you're still in the tournament.
I understand. I'm not arguing that this is better than that.
Hold this thought, young man.
All right.
I want that to be a topic tomorrow.
Okay. Well, what else are we going to talk about?
Hopefully, Derek and you and I will all be here tomorrow. And I want to ask you, let's play the what-if game tomorrow. What if Illinois makes the tournament? Where would they, you know, what if they won two games in the Big Ten tournament? Where would they be seated? What would they have done? Where would they have gone? And what would have, would just making the NCAA tournament, even if they, in your scenario, if your scenario happened, would that still be a successful season? Yeah, but.
Sure, I'm just saying, like,
point,
we could be
though,
sitting here more or less disappointed.
That's what I mean.
If they played, I don't know, Oklahoma in a 7-10 and got ran out of the gym.
Okay, let's, you know what I mean? Let's tackle that tomorrow.
Okay.
I think that's a good
one. By the way, we all tied for first place in our Big Ten tournament bracket by picking Minnesota and Indiana to win last night, finishing at 2-0.
Okay.
So, there you go.
Well, then there you go. And I almost went with
Northwestern?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody said maybe Io comes back, unfinished business. We can only hope. Will Io come back for a second curtain call? No, I don't think so. That'd be awesome.
I don't know. I mean, there's so many scenarios out there. The reason why he wouldn't come back is to go to the NBA, but what if the NBA is still not there? You know what I mean? Like, if they're pushed back.
Well, listen, if college is going next year, the NBA will be going.
I understand, but I'm saying if the cycle is so far, if everything has shifted back 5 or 6 months in terms of, I mean, I guess the combine would still happen just like in winter instead of summer.
Right, right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's also weird.
A lot of stuff that we don't know about this.
A lot of people on Twitter saying, I know Doug Gottlieb tweeted that he thinks that seniors should be given the option for another year.
Yeah.
Even if they don't take it,
okay.
I would presumably go pro. What if Kipper wanted to come back?
Okay.
Not. I mean, I'll leave that where it is, but for his own sake. You know, what if he wanted to come back?
Here's how you do it. What if Kipper wanted to come back? That's how you do that one.
What if Andres came back, though? Like, there's
yes.
an example of a guy. And then he's in the backcourt with Adam Miller and Andre Curbelo.
Oh, my goodness. You don't have enough minutes.
Thanks, coronavirus.
Yeah. All right, Kevin Warren, Big Ten commissioner, first year. Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Big Ten, Kevin. Now you got to make the decision of canceling the Big Ten tournament. He spoke today.
I mean, hold on, though. To be fair.
No, it's pretty easy.
Is it that hard to make the decision
no.
after every other conference has made the decision?
No, and actually, he started the tournament. Some of them didn't even start. Was it the ACC or the Big East that ended it at halftime?
The Big East played the first half of the first game today.
And stopped.
And then stopped.
Is that the last college game that happened? Who had the last bucket of the college game?
I don't know.
I'll get on that. That's important information.
That's important information. Kevin Warren, this is about 13 minutes, but I think it's important to hear. Obviously, the news came out after Kevin Warren spoke about the NCAA tournament itself being canceled, so we didn't know this at the time, but he did make the news about the Big Ten tournament being canceled and spoke on some other things as well. Here's your Big Ten commissioner. It's about 13 minutes. Sit back and relax.
Yeah, what changed, I guess, from last night to this morning?
Yeah, I don't think anything changed. I mean, quite naturally, this has been something that that I have been evaluating over the last 6 weeks as far as even going into our women's tournament and then the men's tournament. I went and attended the Big Ten Wrestling Championships at Rutgers on Saturday and then coming back here. And one of the great things about that we did sometime a week or so ago, we actually formed a Big Ten infectious disease committee, and I mean, we have 14 incredible academic institutions, and so one of the things I want to make sure that I do is rely on the information and guidance from individuals in our conference, and also is just to make sure thinking what's best for our student athletes. And so I spent a lot of time thinking through this, meditating on it, and really this morning praying on what is the right thing to do for the health and safety of our student athletes. And it became crystal clear to me that I would recommend to our chancellors and presidents and our athletic directors that we would cancel the men's basketball tournament.
Follow-up from Dana.
And I mean, obviously the players got as far as onto the court at 11 o'clock. I mean, it seemed rather instantaneous if you're thinking about it, I guess, at 8 o'clock in the morning. Why allow them to go all the way through those motions?
Well, you know, Dana, that's a wonderful question, but I had to make sure that I was comfortable, that I had spoken to the appropriate people. I think one of the things that is important to me, not only as a human being, but as a commissioner, is transparency and communication. And so it was really important to me that I had an opportunity to talk to all of our chancellors, our presidents, our athletic directors, and other key individuals on our campuses to discuss this issue. And these are big decisions. They have major ramifications as far as scheduling and all the other different things. And so those things take time to be able to do it with people's schedules, and you don't want to rush these decisions. It would have been, you know, great if it could have been 2 hours earlier this morning, but it wasn't. And I think the biggest thing is that we made the right decision. I feel very good with our decision. I'm very confident with our decision. And we have a fiduciary responsibility in the Big Ten to always show leadership, especially in tough times. And I think that's something that we did today to do the right thing.
Second row on your aisle. Teddy Greenstein.
Hey, Teddy, good to see you.
Good to see you. With what transpired last night with Coach Hoiberg falling ill and the quarantining of the Nebraska players, did that get a lot of people's attention and raise the concern level?
I mean, the answer is yes, quite naturally, when it happens in your environment. But you know, that was one piece of the decision-making process. I feel confident that I would have come to the same decision this morning, you know, with or without that. That was an element of it, but it was so much bigger than that. I think the biggest thing for me was to make sure that we had time, because I've just found during life that if you take a step back, very rarely do you regret it. And we needed to make sure that we had the appropriate time to make the appropriate decisions, because, and this won't be the last decision. I mean, we'll go right from here to start evaluating, you know, what, how long is this for? What other events does it impact? But I think the biggest thing for us is to make sure that we had time. And this allows us to take a step back, take a deep breath, gather information, gather qualitative medical information, consult with our experts, and continually make good decisions. So time is our friend in these kind of situations.
All the way on the far left with Mike.
Yes, Kevin. The verbiage in the release is canceling. The NBA said suspend. Mm-hmm. So is there any chance that later on you guys might revisit concluding the tournament?
I would say no. I think it's important. You know, we wanted to make it clear that we're canceling it because, again, you know, the first and foremost, we need to make sure that we protect the health and safety of you all, of our student athletes, of our administrators, of our fans. And I wish I knew more information. And this is a fluid situation. I can't recall the last time we've had a pandemic, but we do here. And so it's really important that that we're thoughtful. And if it comes down that I overreacted or we overreacted, I'm comfortable with that. But I think as I sit here today, in these kind of situations, you can never react from a safety standpoint. And I think we needed to make sure that we went to the highest level to give us a chance to deal with this acute problem.
Did the use of that word pandemic by the WHO sway you some further in your...
No, I mean, it's again, whether they had used the word pandemic or not, I still would have reached, you know, this decision. I think the biggest thing is the uncertainty. And I'm a big believer in asking a lot of questions, gathering information, and making decisions based upon the best information that I have. And this was one of those situations that there were a lot of people who were telling me, I don't know. And I get concerned when I hear, I don't know, a few many times. And I just want to make sure, I don't want to have any regrets. And I just want to make sure as a conference, we do the right things. Because if something had gone awry here, I don't want to be in a position looking back saying, only if we would have done, you know, cancel this tournament. And I know we all love college athletics. We love basketball, women's and men's basketball. This is a great time of the year. It's part of our fabric of our country. But again, these are not easy decisions, but I feel very good with the decision that we have made at the Big Ten Conference to cancel our men's basketball tournament.
All right, all the way on the left, third row, Steve.
Kevin, can you talk about we're at a basketball tournament, but the Big Ten hockey tournament, mm-hmm. has a decision been made regarding those games?
And that's something that, again, that's what my afternoon will be filled with. Is making those other decisions. I just thought from you all standpoint, from our fans standpoint, from our student athletes and coaches standpoint, that we needed to make this decision for this tournament today, because that's right in front of us. Quite naturally, we have, you know, hockey tournament coming up. We have, you know, gymnastics, we have wrestling. We have a lot of different things that are coming down the path that we need to decide on. But I just wanted to be able to take a breather today and start working through those different issues. And again, have a lot of conversations. And I know this won't be the last time that I'll see your smiling faces that we can talk about these issues.
All right, we'll take a few more. Teddy on the aisle.
Kevin, you mentioned the good news that no one has tested positive. Do you know if the Nebraska players and coaches and staff were actually tested?
You know, I don't know that. I will find that out today. I mean, you know, last night, quite naturally, the games went late. Last night was a late night. This morning was an early morning. And then I've been working on this throughout the morning, but that's something I'll talk with this afternoon. But as I sit here today, I don't believe anyone has tested positive for the virus. Thank God.
Third row on the right.
Nick Manzis, WLNS Lansing. When you were making the announcement, the teams were preparing for their game, specifically two teams, including Michigan. When they were getting ready, how did they find out that you were going to make this decision and stop warming up?
Yeah, so once we made the decisions and talked with our chancellors and presidents, then I made it very clear that we did, after that call, we had a call with our athletic directors and senior women administrators and faculty athletic reps. And I believe the two athletic directors, Ward Manuel from Michigan and Pat Hobbs at Rutgers, talked to their appropriate coaches and who also then disseminated that information to the team. And I thought it was important that the individual institutions have a chance to communicate that, you know, to the teams, because in that way, if the student athletes or coaches had questions, they can answer them. And so that's how the information was distributed to the student athletes.
All right, one more on the left-hand side, third row.
Yeah, Seth Wells with WILX in Lansing. I believe the ACC just crowned Florida State the number one seed, the tournament champion. I was wondering, didn't seem like it out there, but I was wondering if you guys had any plans to crown a champion when there wasn't a tournament played.
As I sit here today, it's difficult to crown a champion if you don't compete. I mean, we do have three champions from the regular season. And that's the other thing that, you know, when you think about it, we were blessed with an incredible, you know, Big Ten, you know, basketball season and the number of teams that played well. And so we have those memories to really think about as we sit here today. But I don't think I would recommend to our staff or crown a champion from the tournament, because we didn't get a chance to play the tournament.
Okay. Commissioner, thank you very much.
That was Kevin Warren. That is Kevin Warren? That was. He was speaking this morning. Big Ten Commissioner about everything that's going on. Obviously, some of that was a little dated, which is crazy to say since it was 8 hours ago.
Yeah.
Or whatever, but not even. So that's how life, that's how the sports world, well, life in general, like you said, I mean, Ohio, what was the other state that has canceled
school?
Ohio
and Maryland have just canceled school across the board for kids.
And I know that's going to, I mean, listen, we are just at the beginning of this. I think for sports, I'm not sure what else you can cancel.
Sports has already peaked.
Yeah, I think sports has peaked.
And it makes sense, though, because if sports is the most important, unimportant thing in people's lives, yep, which a lot of people say it is, that would make sense is why it would be the first thing to go, right?
Agree. Totally agree.
And now we're on to the actually important things.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back with more just pathetic, sad, depressing talk. That's what we do now. It's The Drive.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
Patience has its place. If you turn on the water first, let it warm up before jumping in the shower, that's smart.
Ah! It's cold.
Waiting until your house is sold to get your moving estimate, that's not a wise decision. Lead time for summer moves can be up to 8 weeks. Planning on moving this summer? Contact 2 Minute a Truck right now, even if you haven't sold your home. Professional estimators with professional moving solutions. 2menchampagne.com. That's a smart move.
The health, safety, and well-being of guests in our community is of utmost priority, and given recent developments and the directives from many organizations to avoid large gatherings, postponing Habib Habib's Kindness Seminar, scheduled for Tuesday, March 17th at the iHotel, is the prudent action to take. Developments are being watched by Habib Habib's team to reschedule the event for a later date. Attendees may use their tickets for a rescheduled event or request a refund. Once again, Habib Habib's Kindness Seminar, scheduled for Tuesday, March 17th at the iHotel, has been postponed. Details at Habib Habib.
After 29 years at the U of I, the Illini shop on 6th Street is closing its doors for good. Total inventory liquidation now in effect. All items marked down at least 35%. T-shirts as low as 3 for $22. Long sleeve tees as low as 3 for $35. New markdowns daily with many items already reduced 50% or more. Top brands like Nike, Champion, Columbia, and more all on closeout. Shop early for the best selection of remaining Illini merchandise. Everything must go. The Illini shop, 707 South 6th Street in Campustown.
Welcome back to How Well Do You Know Your Meat? Now back to the trivia. The freshest meat comes from your local grocery store. True or false?
True.
No, contestant number two.
It's false. The freshest meat in town comes from the U of I Meat Sales Room off of Florida Avenue in Urbana.
Yes, that's correct. You're a winner.
For the freshest cuts of meat in town, visit the U of I Meat Sales Room. Open Tuesday and Thursday from 1 to 5:30 and Friday from 8 until 1. Just off Florida on South Maryland in Urbana.
There is one name you need to know in car repair in the Central Illinois area, and that's John Marshall. John is the owner of PDR Automotive in Urbana and makes it his mission to know that your car will start when you come to pick it up. John strives for a repair in the most efficient time possible and is the right person to take care of your car. From tires to engine to electrical to the simple oil change. Trust in John at PDR. 1008 North Cunningham in Urbana. John's team will take care of you like family.
Cheer on your favorite team at Pia's. From the Big Ten tournament to the big dance, Pia's Sports Bar is your home for all the March Madness mayhem. Enjoy the game while filling up with their famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger, along with great wings and so much more. Watch all the March Madness mayhem this month at Pia's Sports Bar with live video gaming, sports, food, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Join us at Cunningham Children's Home in Urbana on April 3rd and 4th for the 2020 Festival of Quilts presented by Arby's and WCIA-TV. our signature fundraiser. Now in its 16th year, the festival features beautifully hand and machine-made quilts on display and for auction. Your visit to our campus can include shopping at our festival gift shop, touring our beautiful campus, or enjoying lunch and a baked treat. Will you help us celebrate a tradition that offers warmth, comfort, and hope to youth at Cunningham? Visit CunninghamHome.org for more information.
Heads up, listeners, we've got a new website. Introducing the all-new StevieJ.com, your one-stop shop for podcasts, advertising info, staff bios, Stever links, community calendars, and more. If you're a regular visitor to any of our station sites, be sure to visit the new StevieJay.com. Each station has their own tab chock full of show information. So again, if you're looking for ESPNCU, Q96, US1059, or Christian FM 95.3, you can now find them all under one roof at the new StevieJay.com.
Hey, it's Shane from Rosati's. I've got kids. And if you've got kids, you already know when it comes to eating lunch or dinner, kids can be very picky. So why not choose Rosati's Pizza? When you dine in, kids eat free on Friday night and all day Saturday and Sunday. Yep, kids 10 and under eat free off the kids menu Friday night, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday when you dine in. Now, this won't last forever, so bring the kids to Rosati's this weekend. And if you need a high chair, just ask. Rosati's Pizza, 701 South Gregory in Urbana.
It's The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5, Lante Trevor Valise.
Quick house cleaning notes for you.
Yep.
State Farm Center did announce that the Price is Right Live, which is tonight.
Yeah.
You can go, or you can ask for a refund.
Oh, you can do either.
Yep.
Okay.
So they are still holding that.
So the yodeling
tonight.
Dude is still going.
I guess.
Yodeling-hoo.
And I know we've been advertising that, and then also we've been advertising Habib's kindness seminar.
Right.
He did tell us that that will be postponed, not canceled.
Okay.
Postponed.
Okay.
You can either go through his website and try to request a refund, which he'll grant, or you can hang on to your ticket and it'll be good for whenever the kindness seminar does happen.
Okay. You know, I know you'd have to be living under a serious rock to know what all's going on, not only in the world, but we tried to tackle the sports area of it. We heard from Kevin Warren, the Big Ten commissioner. All of this on tape, by the way. Tape is such an outdated term.
You say show for movie and tape for audio. Yeah.
I do. That's strange. Heard from Mark Cuban, Reese Davis, Jay Billis, Dick Vitale. Also re-aired some of the interview we did with Julie Pride, Champaign-Urbana Public Health District Director, that we had talked to yesterday. But we thought, you know, she just did a wonderful job of kind of getting that through. So let's do this again. Major League Baseball announced today that spring training games are done and they're pushing the start of the season back 2 weeks. So as we sit here on March 12th, we do know that Major League Baseball is planning on continuing the season, but it's going to be delayed by 2 weeks.
And also the Cubs and White Sox are not allowed to play at their stadiums or in the state until May 1st.
Crazy.
So if they have any home games scheduled after the first 2 weeks of April, but before May 1st, and baseball does start then, I don't know where they're going to play them, but they can't play them here.
Okay. The NBA ended their season yesterday.
Suspended their season.
Suspended, I'm sorry. I saw a source with Yahoo Sports saying that, no, I didn't say, I saw somebody that said a source from Yahoo Sports says that they're kind of giving it a 30-day trial to kind of see where they're at.
Okay.
So those are two of the major sports.
And I think the NHL is following suit with that plan.
Yes. They're done for right now.
And then, of course, March Madness canceled.
Yep.
XFL canceled.
All college sports done.
University of Illinois did just release a statement. I mean, there's really nothing in the statement. The U of I supports decisions by the Big Ten Conference and the NCAA in canceling all remaining winter and spring athletic competitions through the end of the current academic year. A moratorium has been placed on all recruiting, both on and off campus. In addition, Illinois programs will not conduct practices until further notice.
IHSA basketball still on, I guess?
Yep, as of now.
You get to invite like 60 of your top fans, which I assume will be mainly family members. Did we get everything?
Well, Joe Lunardi did put out his what would have been his bracket.
And let's go through that tomorrow.
Illinois facing USC in St. Louis.
Oh, man!
Josh Whitman just released a statement that says these last 24 hours have been heartbreaking. I have such respect and appreciation for our student athletes, coaches, and staff. I watch every day with admiration as they strengthen their bodies, their minds, and their relationships. Our focus remains on being healthy, contributing members of our many overlapping communities as we work collectively to address the challenges presented by the virus.
Okay. All right, we will be back here tomorrow. I have no idea what we're talking about. Maybe we'll go
hands and butts.
Yeah, let's do that. Everybody have a great night. Go find toilet paper.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands a lot.
Stay safe.
I always have.
Don't panic. In the words of Hans D, don't panic.
Don't panic. It's The Drive. See ya.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.